I'd like to have a look at Nehemiah. We just heard, and we often heard it, that she tried to send her daughters-in-law back to their gods. Let's read carefully. She says in verse 8, she says to them, "Return each to her mother's house." A little later, she says, "To the house of your husband." And a little later, she says in verse 10, "Return with thee to thy people." I think God is using Nehemiah to test Ruth and Orpah. And when God does that, he does not make mistakes. He uses exactly those things that appeal to the flesh. Think of your mother. Well, you loved your husband, and I trust you loved your husband's family. Go back to his family. You love your people. You love Moab. Go back to Moab, to your people. And these are the things she says to him. And finally, she says, "You know my condition, and the Lord has dealt harshly with me." Then, only then, she speaks in verse 15, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back to her people." And then she adds something. The consequence of having done that means something else. With going back to her people, Orpah went back to her gods. And that stirred Ruth. It's one thing my mother. It's one thing my mother, father, my husband's house. It's one thing my people. All things that appeal to the flesh. But the consequence is you go back to your gods too. It's not that Nehemiah says, "Go to your gods." God did not allow her to say that. I've often heard it said that Nehemiah did that. I don't think she did. God used her and tested Ruth to the full. And the real question is, what about the gods? And then comes this beautiful statement of Ruth. It says, "Look, nothing will separate me from you." But really, the great thing in there is the Lord. She's fully tested. Every appeal to the flesh has been put before her. And she says, "I want your God. And consequently, nothing will separate me from you either." That's the way it should be. We should be attached to our God. And consequently, to those around us, our brothers and sisters in the flesh, but also our brothers and sisters in the faith.